Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, brains. There's only one requirement to hang out on the edge, is that you open your big brain and close your small mind. Did you bring your thinking caps? It's time to put them on, because the conversation starts now.
Well, I retired from teaching. Okay. So never divorced myself from teaching. I feel like I teach all the time, but I'm also a learner. Right. So education to me is extremely important with everything that I do.
Absolutely, a lifelong learner. And that's what we are here on the Edge, brains. Okay, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. We want to welcome our guest today, Arlene, is it Stearns?
Yes, Stearns.
Arlene Stearns from down south, down in Georgia.
Okay? Exactly.
And she said it's hot down there, okay, and humid. But it's beautiful here in California. Actually, it's a little chilly. I have on a sweater. We're going to talk all things fashion today, brains. You know, the conversations have been really heavy, and I love to diversify. I like to bring in different elements. I like to bring in different people with different points of view. And Arlene is just that. She is a fashionista and a woman of a particular age. So we're going to ask her some fun questions about fashion and trends and what she sees is going on and what's nostalgic. We're even going to talk to the men, because they don't talk to men about styling and fashion. You know, if you're a big celebrity, you just walk in there and your stylist styles you. They don't really talk about all of the things that can really enhance your wardrobe. We're going to talk a little bit about smells and fragrance. So I can't wait to start the conversation. Let's welcome her on the Edge. Hello, Arlene.
Hi, I'm so glad to be here.
I'm so glad to have you. So tell us a little bit about your story and your journey. You know, you're an educator. Educate us.
Okay. So I was an educator in the Georgia Public Schools for 30 years. And during that time, I was a single mom, and I also had a fashion industry. I represented a clothing line that specialized in a mix and match concept. And so I did that for about 10 years, loved it. And I won 4 national awards doing that for my expertise in the mix and match concept. So over almost, I think it's getting close to 20 years, I probably have styled 1,000 women.
Wow.
And I love it, because I've also worked in a small boutique after I retired.
You know, I always loved intimate boutique. You don't find those now, but they're going to come back, because all the big box stores, you know, have gone out of business. You know, the Macy's and the Bloomingdale's and the Saks and the Neiman's and the Nordstrom's. Oh, my God. They have just diminished and everything is online. But I think that the boutique is really going to come back, because you want that intimate feeling. You want someone to say, hey, you know, why don't you put on some accessories? Why don't you wear a scarf with that? Or how would that look with a, you know, maybe that's a little bit too big. Maybe you want to look at a different color. You can't do that online.
No. And my fear is that everybody will just have an Amazon dress. Now, everybody will look kind of the same, and it will take the choice away from it, because every day is a Tuesday. You choose how you're going to show up, and you choose what you're going to wear, and you choose your mood for the day, whether you're going to be happy, that your attitude and that you project that all day long, but you choose it. And I find that people that just rely on ordering online, they wind up wasting time, because most of the time they have to send it back because it doesn't fit them. It's not the quality that they thought it was going to be. It doesn't flatter them for some reason. So my hope is that people do return to a smaller boutique, not necessarily a big department store, but where you get that assistance, because I loved doing that for women. And I never wanted them to settle. I always wanted them to look and feel fabulous.
Right.
If it didn't make you look and feel fabulous, you didn't need it. You didn't need another thing hanging in your closet that you weren't going to wear.
Well, you know that the statistics show that a woman wears 20% of her clothes 80% of the time. It's the same jeans that feel comfortable. It's the same top. But again, the boutique, I love that because you've got your sales associate. They know what you like. And the selection in a boutique is a lot different than something online. These were handpicked. And there's only a limited edition, and there's only certain colors, and you're there to accessorize as well. I'm going to ask you a lot of questions, but one I want to ask you is one of my favorite things to do, and that is accessorize. There are so many things that you can do to make your outfit pop, like I have on my mother's pin. You have on a beautiful signature necklace. You can wear a hat. You can wear earrings. You can wear a big overstated necklace. All of these wonderful things, but sometimes people over-accessorize. Sometimes they kind of look kind of clownish. You see them with, you know, wood on this side and metal on this side. Give us some tips when it comes to accessorizing your outfit.
Okay. It's wise to accessorize because you can make the outfit look completely different. I actually represent an artist for her accessories, and she has two dresses and a blouse. But she does original artwork. She does 9 paintings every season and converts it into wearable art. And it's gorgeous. So with this dress that, of course, is a cobalt blue, I have a scarf that I can wear with it, one of her scarves. And it changes the entire appearance of the outfit. Then when I went to church on Easter, and then I was going to a brunch, because I know you showed me in the hat, enjoying that wonderful dessert. Well, I wore a hat. Nobody wears hats anymore. And a gentleman came up behind me and said, "Wow, you look so sophisticated in that hat. I wish women would start wearing hats again." That just came from a total stranger. You are noticed when you wear a hat. You can over-accessorize. Like if I had this necklace on and I put on big dangly earrings, I would be competing. This necklace already draws the attention up to my face, which is where you want the attention on your face. So I could opt not to wear the necklace, maybe to have a scarf and have on smaller earrings. There are just so many things. One of the colors that I could even wear with this that pops was yellow.
Oh, yes.
Now, I personally fade away when I wear yellow. It's not a good color for me, but it's a great accessory color for me. If I have a yellow bag or yellow shoes on, it just adds that pop to the outfit. So it really is a great way to change the look of your outfit, even wearing a belt as an accessory. Right. There, almost any figure type could wear a belt depending on if somebody shows them how to wear it. That's all the difference in the world.
Again, the over-accessorizing can be much. So what I was always taught is instead of putting something else on, take something off.
Right. Yes. I mean, like I have one accessory on. That's a statement necklace. And it makes the outfit pop. And of course, my glasses are also considered an accessory. And I just had these fun colored readers that match my outfit.
Eyeglasses can take 10 to 15 years off your look.
Exactly. If you get the right pair,
right,
they can make you look old or they can make you really pop and be snazzy. Exactly. You just need to get the right shape for your face.
I want to go back to hats because I love hats. Oh my God. I love them. And let me tell you, that is a great networking tool, Brains. If you step into a networking lunch or meeting and you have on a hat, you automatically draw the attention of the room. It is a statement piece. It shows class. It shows elegance. It shows fun. It shows that you're daring. Mm-hmm. All of these type of things. And even with hats, you can change the accessories. You can get a plain hat, put a brooch on it, put a scarf around it,
mm-hmm.
or maybe tie a scarf around your head and put the hat on top of it. You know, you used to see all of the beautiful actresses driving down the 101 highway in a convertible, and they have a beautiful scarf wrapped or draped around and a beautiful brooch. You know, so there's a lot of ways to accent your outfits without spending a lot of money. Let's talk about the cost of clothing right now. You know,
going back to the hats just for a second, April, there's somebody that uses it as her signature style. I've never seen her without a hat.
Oh, wow.
Kind of like, you know, the queen. You hardly ever see her without her hat that matches her whole ensemble. Mm-hmm. But this particular person never liked her hair. It was kind of thin. She didn't like it. And she always had a hat on. But it was her signature look, her signature style. And she did get attention everywhere she went. She stood out.
All right. So let me jump around here. With regards to your handbag and your shoes, what do you feel? Do you feel that they should match? Is that still a trend? You know, it used to be with my mother, if your shoes was red, your bag better be red.
Right. That's kind of like how it was years ago. I kind of grew up with that idea as well. But now it's mixed and matched. Like, you don't have to be so matchy-matchy. And it makes the outfit actually more interesting if everything doesn't look so matchy-matchy. Years ago, you didn't wear like gold and silver together. And now you'll see different necklaces that combine gold and silver. It kind of makes it more interesting. So no, your handbag doesn't need to be the same color as your shoes. And the Kate Middleton, for one, really started the trend of the nude pump that goes with everything. Because I can remember she had the red dress on, which you would expect red shoes, but she had nude shoes on. And it made her leg line look a lot longer. She already has beautiful legs and she's tall, but it extended her leg line. So it didn't interrupt her and looked beautiful.
Okay. So now let's talk about, you know, jewelry mixing and matching. Some people have on metals. Some people then have on, you know, metals on this arm and wood on this arm and metallic here. What is a great rule of thumb when trying to put your accessories together, your jewelry accessories together?
I wouldn't like have one metal on one arm and something totally different on the other arm. I would just accent one wrist. Okay. And I wouldn't have something flashy here and then something also flashy here, because your eye would not know what to really look at. Mm-hmm. You would be in so much competition. So, you know, in a way, less is more.
Right.
Even with dressing, even with your purchases, less can be more.
So now great segue. Let's talk about that, because there's certain items that I will invest in, you know, like a good pair of black boots. I know I'm going to wear those, you know, anything black, because I know that that is a pretty much a staple. You know, that needs to be in my wardrobe, white as well, and a good quality dress that I am going to wear. I have a rule, cost per wear. If I spend $100 for something, I'm going to wear it at least 10 times consecutively and just change the accessory, because I need cost per wear. Now, you've got a lot of these retail stores, you know, $5 stores, $6 stores. You can get some cute stuff there, but the durability. And also, you want to be careful of these online shopping. I'm not going to call these companies out, but I could have. You know, I'm a full figured woman. I got some big breasts. I got a thick waist. I got some booty. And they are not cutting the clothes for that. And by the time it comes from China or Indonesia, 6 weeks later, you know, it's not what I wanted, and it's not even worth the price to try to return it. Give us some suggestions on, you know, cost per wear.
Just like you were saying, if you look at what you're investing in the piece, it's durability, it's quality. And I like to call them classic pieces. Mm-hmm. So they're not going to go in and out of style. I really believe in classic pieces, like a classic blazer. There are umpteen different styles of jackets. When you invest in one that looks right on your torso, on your body shape, you can wear that jacket in so many ways. You can wear it over a dress. You could wear it with slacks. You could wear it with a skirt. You can wear it with jeans. So, you know, blazers run to get a decent blazer, it's going to be a little over $100 or around that one, but they can run into the thousands of dollars if, like, you get an Armani or Gucci or whatever. The average woman doesn't need that designer label to invest like thousands of dollars unless you're in Hollywood, you know, whatever, and have that kind of income. But when I know about, but then if you look at like H&M maybe, and that they get blazers for what, $20 or $30, you know that after you wear it a few times, it's going to fall apart. It's not going to be there for the long haul. And it's going to probably look inexpensive as well.
Right.
So you just, to me, it's worth the, what you invest in yourself is money that's well spent.
But what you have to do is, again, once you make that investment, Brains, you got to wear it. You
right.
have it in the closet looking at you.
Right. And you don't, I really believe in mix and matching to have a functional, what I call a functional wardrobe. So everything mixes and matches, that it's kind of like a no-brainer than what you're going to wear. You know, kind of thing.
That's what I do when I travel.
It makes it easy.
Mm-hmm. When I travel, I decide, okay, what colors am I going to wear? If I'm going to wear yellow and blue, everything is yellow and blue. So if I have on the pants or the top or whatever, it all coordinates. I don't have to, you know, be reinventing myself. I don't have to pack a lot of clothes. Everything goes together. So now let's talk a little bit about men's fashion, because they don't touch men. Like I said, you know, you'll have a stylist that'll come in. And some things that I really like to see on a man is I love to see their neckwear, their tie. I love to see their watch. And I also love a good smelling man. Not over smelly, but a good smelling man. I'm telling you, you got some pretty teeth and you smell good. You got my attention, brother.
Exactly. Right. I also work with men. And the men that I've worked with have been just delighted because they didn't have to touch a rack. Mm. They didn't touch one piece of clothing. I already had everything pre-selected. It mixed and matched. And they liked that. I showed them exactly what shirt went with what pants. The shoes are important as well.
Yes, shoes, yes.
Not tennis shoes, not athletic shoes, shoes. And that they be polished. But now there are some kind of suede styles in that really are sharp. They're kind of a cross between, they have like a rubber bottom on them mm-hmm. that they're seen all over Wall Street. But then they're leather on the top, or they're this wonderful suede. They're really in style. But I show them how to put it together, and I take pictures so they have the pictures to look at. They don't have to think about it.
Right.
And then one thing that I really like, a nice dress shirt on a man mm-hmm. and for them to spend the money to have them professionally cleaned and ironed, be nice and crisp. It makes an impression on me. It really stands out.
Absolutely.
One thing that can distinguish a man is a tie. Some men decide they're going to be a little bit different and do a bow tie.
Yes.
Because most men don't do bow ties. But I worked a long time, well, when I was in college, at Lord & Taylor in the men's department. And I would coordinate the shirts and ties, and I would ask, especially if the wife was shopping for him, like, what kind of personality does he have? Is he very conservative? Will he go outside the box a little bit? Will he have something that's a little bit more exciting, a little bit bolder? Because it can really express your personality, the tie.
Well, you know what? And they have to be careful with those ties, because I see some of these NFL commentators, and you're talking about busy. I don't know who their stylist is. Their tie right. and their jacket and their shirt, they are all over the place. But a couple things, too. They forget about cufflinks. I think cufflinks are sexy. When a man pulls like this and he's got a bad watch on and some cufflinks, that my eye draws right to that.
Gets my attention, too. It means that he's sharp. He has attention to detail.
Yes.
And my CPA has cufflinks, and I noticed it right away.
Oh, yeah.
He could take his jacket off. He had a tie on, but those cufflinks meant, yes, kind of high quality, wanting to be head and shoulders above the rest, mm-hmm. and to set him apart.
It does.
And then I do like a great cologne. Not, I don't want to smell you before you ever enter the room, or for 10 minutes after you leave the room, but I love kind of a spicy smell cologne.
I do too.
It gets my attention. But again, it can be overdone. So it's just that little splash. Also for women, they overdo lots of times too. And you never know.
Well, I was in the cosmetic industry for a long time. And a lot of people and a lot of my guests on my show, I send them beautiful blessing essential oils. These are pure oils that have no alcohol in them. They're no animal testing. They don't irritate the skin. And a little bit goes a long way.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my mother lost her sense of smell. And boy, she would lay it on. Youth Do by Estee Lauder, baby. That's something that you don't do too heavy. Right. And I say, Mama, the fragrance is really, you know, an introduction to other people. It's not to saturate yourself in. So I get it.
Then lavender is an essential oil. Like if you have a little bit of anxiety, maybe you're going to be doing a major presentation or stepping on stage, talking to lots of people, and you have that little anxiety, that lavender oil can just calm you down. And it just has a very faint, you know, depending on how much you put on again, has a nice little faint odor.
So
check, it has a calming effect.
That you're getting, and make sure that you're getting more oils than you're actually getting alcohol, you know, and then it doesn't last very long. And it's very expensive. I want to dial back and tell you a cute little story about some shoes. My grandma, I could tell this story because both of them have passed away. You know, my grandmother caught my grandfather cheating on her by his shoes. And I was like, she says, well, let me tell you. She says, you can tell a lot about the character of a man by his shoes. What type he wears, if they're polished, if they're runt over, if they're scuffed up, if he wears boots all the time, you know, or when he takes them off and his feet stink. So what happened was, he had taken his shoes off apparently somewhere because he wore Stacy Adams. And he always wore a fedora hat. Well, when he came home, you know, that leaves the imprint of the hat. It wasn't there. And when she looked down at his shoelaces, they had been freshly tied. You know, because after you wear your shoes, your shoelaces fall over. Well, needless to say, he has some explaining to do. Why were you somewhere and your hat and your shoes were off? So ladies, you can tell a lot about the character of a man by his shoes. But also women, your shoes. If your heels are not on there and the leather is off the back and it looks like you're walking on your ankles instead of on your feet, it's time to either see the shoe cobbler or get a new pair of shoes. You need to also polish your boots. You need to be careful of the shoes that you wear. Sometimes we just can't wear stilettos. You know, sometimes you look better in a kitten heel if you can't walk in them. Practice walking. You know, I used to do that on the treadmill, one foot in front of the other, because people are looking at you and they're whispering and they're talking about you behind your back. You could have on a $5,000 outfit and be looking like 50 cents. Am I right, Arlene?
Correct. Because they'll notice everything.
Everything.
And shoes are important. It's really like one of my clients, she wanted to, I do believe in wearing heels if you can wear them. Pumps that are, you know, a reasonable height. Again, not so high that you're teeter-tottering on them. So I wasn't with her and she ordered some online. She ordered two pairs, in fact. And one of my friends said, Arlene, she could hardly walk in them. She was teeter-tottering. So she already wore the one pair and I convinced her she needed to send the other pair back. We went and got her a black lower pump that she was comfortable in. But even if you can't wear a pump, you could do a wedge, a little wedge heel, a kitten heel. Some of the heels are thicker now, just again, depending on your shape, but it's really important to be comfortable. And then this story was told to me. There was a female speaker and she was delivering this fabulous speech in front of this huge audience. She took her shoes off. And she lost all credibility when she did that.
Well,
you never see a man take his shoes off in the middle on stage.
Right.
You know, so
you have to look. Patti LaBelle, maybe she will kick those shoes off and the crowd goes crazy.
Right. Because she's Patti LaBelle. And she might be doing like loose, what is it, kick off your shoes,
Exactly.
But that you if you're a speaker delivering an important, you know, talk, taking your shoes off probably is not the best idea.
Well, and if you take your shoes off or you wear sandals, ladies, please, please put some lotion on those feet.
And have a pedicure.
Some folks' feet look like they could scrub a skillet with them. Yes, I said it. And it's unattractive. People are looking at you. You know, take a little pride in yourself. Put a little lotion on your elbows and your knees. That is a part of the presentation because you never get a second chance to make a first impression.
And that's exactly right. And studies have shown that they've already judged you on your capability and credibility in less than a second.
Yep.
It's almost immediately when they make eye contact with you, they already looked you up and down and they decide you're good for the part or you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're projecting the image that they want or you don't.
And your breath,
it doesn't matter how many credentials you have, how many PhDs or whatever, what your resume is. If you don't make an awesome first impression, you don't get the job.
And
you're not going to be taken seriously.
Right. I, you know, the breath is a part of that. You got weed smoke on you because people think that's fashionable now here in California. You know, it's nasty. It stinks. Cigarette smoke, you know, on your hands, your breath, you know, you haven't flossed or been to the dentist in a while. Trust me, if you can smell your own breath, other people can smell it too. Always pop a mint. I know my pastor used to do that, girl. He put a little mint in his mouth before he gave the benediction, and the women would fall all out. Because he's hallelujahing and praising, and he's smelling good, and the blessing is coming from his mouth, and it's smelling good. But all of this is a part of the package and the presentation that you deliver to people. So, Arlene, you have been a wealth of information. Yes, you are. Is there anything else that you'd like to add to this conversation that we can kind of get ourselves together so we present our best?
Just as you were just talking about, the essential grooming is really important. Then your total package, your total look. Make sure you look in the mirror, frontwards and back. Mm-hmm. Look at the back of you. So if I had this blue dress on, which I do, if I put on a white short jacket, let's say, or a white cardigan, and it's short, or red, and I turn around, it could be drawing a line across my backside in a place that's not very flattering. Could be at my widest part. We don't want to accentuate our widest parts. Mm-hmm. So also just make sure that you're looking at your front presentation and the back, because I see women making that mistake quite a bit.
Do you have something on your website to talk about body types? You know,
yes.
We always, you know, we have our favorite outfit. And sometimes, brains, you just can't wear that outfit anymore, okay? It's too tight, or maybe you've lost weight and it's too big. I made that mistake. I bought something and I said, oh, well, I'm a little fluffier. Let me get in a bigger size. And it looked like I was wearing a tent. And you try to belt it and all that. It just does not accentuate your best. So be sure that you tell us where to locate that, because body type, you know, you can find things.
There are actually 48 different body types. I was astounded by that.
Wow.
When my clients give me a few of their measurements, I can actually tell them exactly what body type they are. Oh. And it's not an apple or a pear. I don't believe we should be relegated to a piece of fruit. It is a specific geometric shape. So with that information, I can tell them exactly what styles will always look great on them and what styles will never work for them, even if they lost weight. One mistake that women tend to make, especially not always heavier women, they get things that are too big because they don't want to have their bumps in places, you know, exposed, whatever. And I don't ever recommend that they be exposed, but they get it too big and tent-like, and it makes them look larger than they actually are.
Absolutely.
So the fit is extremely important, no matter what body type you are. It should skim over your silhouette, over your shape, not tent out and not be so tight. My mom used to say like a baloney skin, whatever, like, you know, just just fits you so tight. It kind of should fit you like a glove. It should skim over you and accentuate your best parts.
I want to ask you about body shapers and the right underwear. You know, what I can't stand, and it is one of my pet peeves, is a bra strap.
Oh, yeah.
I do not like to see you got on a white top and you got this black bra strap, or you've got a one that ties around the neck and you got the bra straps coming here, or you got a big old panty line, or you know, you got panties that's showing your muffin top. Tell us a little bit about appropriate undergarments that you should.
Okay. Undergarments can make a world of difference. They can even make you look like 10 pounds slimmer, take off an inch on your waist. But I remember wearing one dress that I didn't have the right undergarments on. I didn't realize that was showing kind of these little side muffin splurges. And I'd use some shapewear, and it made all the difference in the world when I put that dress on, because I no longer had these little splurges on the side that were unnecessary. It seems like bra straps are kind of popular now to show. I'll have different color bras and, you know, to go with their outfit kind of thing. But I don't particularly care for that look. That's my own opinion. But you'll see the halter tops and stuff with bra straps showing. To me, I don't really like that. But it seems to be trendy for some of the younger women. And even like the see-through tops where they're showing like their black bra, their lingerie. And that, to me, it's just a matter of taste. It's not my taste.
Right. Now, some of it is sexy. You know, you got a sheer black.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But I mean, if I had that skinny little bod, I guess, and was 20 and it looked appropriate, you know, the occasion that I was going to and that was appropriate, then yeah.
But I think that, a woman should invest in a good bra. Number one. You were talking about not just for the look, but for the support.
Right.
The back and breast.
It's going to make a lot of difference to lift those girls up. So, right. And how the garment fits and looks on you.
You should have a good spank or a good body shaper down at the bottom, whatever works for you. Mm-hmm. I believe in, they got the spanks with the booty out so that you don't have the panty line.
Right.
You don't show that. And you know what else I have worn about 2 weeks ago? Some nylons. Yes, I did. And my husband said, "Ooh, your legs look pretty." I hadn't worn nylons in forever.
Some of that's coming back, like the garter belt and that, because it's kind of like sexy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yeah.
Yes. I heard that they even have body shapers for men. They've got men Spanx.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because you know what? It's nice not to have your belt buckle down near your genitals. It's to have it where it actually goes. And you can actually tuck it in. So, yeah, I get that. I totally get that. But that's definitely important that you have some good body shapers.
And a lot of times we get the muffin tops because we are wearing our pants the wrong size. Mm. So you should be able to put your like two fingers around your waist, and you shouldn't have to like lie down on the bed to zip up your pants kind of thing and squeeze into them, because then that does give you the muffin top, you know, that which isn't attractive.
Absolutely.
But we weren't born with muffin tops. We create them if we wear stuff that's right. Too tight.
And invest in a strapless bra.
Right. You
know, they've got them. They're so versatile. You can take the hooks off of them, but go in and get fitted. And make sure that you are wearing the proper undergarments.
Thank you. Yes, those are really important, April. Mm-hmm. And it makes all the difference on how your clothes look.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, like the wider leg pants are in. If you have wider leg pants, make sure you have a fitted top. You don't want to put two flowy items together because it'll make you look like you've gained lots of weight. It'll make you look very large. And many of us have either gone up in size or down in size due to COVID. So, you know, very few of us have actually remained the same. So if you're needing to get a new wardrobe, if you're going to re-enter the workforce, which I've just helped somebody recently, select her outfit, and we did it virtually. It's very affordable. We did it virtually, and I selected her outfit and what she showed me, and I told her exactly why that outfit was the best one. So from head to toe, I told her what to wear with what she had. And she stepped into that high-paying position. She nailed the interview. She did a great job. This was maybe her third or fourth interview, and it was going to be an in-person one. Wow. She said, "Arlene, I haven't been on an in-person interview. I haven't been in the corporate world probably 5 years. I have like no idea what to wear." Mm-hmm. It's better to be a little bit overdressed than underdressed.
Right.
Always.
Right. And, you know, color. People are afraid of color. I got some friends, they don't wear anything but black. To me, and this is just a personal thing, I think that lacks creativity. And, you know, it says something about a person's character. I shouldn't say it says something about them, but it can insinuate that this person is dark and dreary. I mean, always wearing black. Black is cool, but throw a pop of color, throw a pin, a scarf, a hat, something. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. And actually, as we mature, black is kind of harsh and it shows off our wrinkles. So it's not the best color to always wear up by your face. Mm. I believe a black skirt and a black pair of slacks that are super fitting on you are like two essential pieces that you should have in your wardrobe because they're so versatile. You can do so much with it. Mm. But yes, that pop of color around your face can make all the difference in the world because none of us want to look older. I don't think. Not me anyway.
You know, and there's been a lot of brouhaha in the black community about these, and you probably seen it down there in Georgia, these young women wearing these bonnets. And it's not attractive. You got your lashes on, your makeup's on, and you got a bonnet on your head, and you got on these flip-flops. Now, you can come after me if you want. I don't care. But I agree with Monique. You need to represent your best when you step outside of that door. I made a snafu. I went over to the park and I was not in a good mood. I was just trying to get my head together. And my husband said, "Baby, you know, you're sure you're kind of looking kind of strange. You don't want to put it together a little bit more." And I'm like, "No, I'm just frustrated. I'm not going to see anybody." I went out and saw one of my best friends, an arch rival. And she saw me looking like the cat drug me in. I was so embarrassed. But it taught me a valuable lesson that when I step outside that door, that I need to put myself somewhat together. You don't have to be with your lashes and your makeup on, but you need to be color coordinated. You need to do something with your hair, if it's a hat, if it's a wig, you know, but you need to really represent who you want the world to see.
Your brand everywhere you
go.
That's right. You don't know who you're going to meet, especially ladies, if you're single. You should have your makeup on and be coordinated, whether you're going to Home Depot, a picnic, a ball game. You never know who you're going to meet. The grocery store and flip-flops to me belong at the pool, at the beach, or at your house. Mm-hmm. That's my opinion. You should wear a shoe that's more exciting and that than a flip-flop.
Yeah, even a cute, inexpensive sandal.
Right. Doesn't have to be real expensive, but a sandal would look a whole lot better than a flip-flop.
Yeah, it would. And, you know, and they're bad for your feet, especially if, and I see that. I see a lot of heavier women that's the first thing that they have on is some flip-flops and dragging their feet. You know, and so that's bad for your posture. It's bad for your look, you know, and it actually is bad for your circulation.
And I like to think when you're flip-flopping through the day, you know, you're not going to get that raise or that promotion or whatever, especially if you're wearing it in the workplace.
You're not. Well, we didn't mean to be harsh and critical, brains. We're just giving you our opinion.
Yeah. So.
And I hope that you take some of these suggestions because Arlene, as well, I've invested a lot of money and Arlene's invested money, time, skill, and energy in the fashion world. So I thank you so much for being here on the Edge with me and my brains. Please tell my brains how to get in contact with you.
That's what I was just going to do.
I'm not going to leave that.
It is imageupsystem.com. That's my website. There's a calendar link on there. I do a free 30-minute consultation We will talk about where you are right now in your style journey, where you want to be, what image you want to project, and we'll make a plan to get you there. So you could reach out to me also, just send me an email as Arlene@ImageUp System. I've kept it very, very consistent. Facebook, it is Image Up System. So everywhere you go, it's Image Up System. That the website is imageupsystem.com.
Get a free consultation, Brains. Get a fresh look. Yeah. Look, we're thawing out from COVID. Things have changed. You know, the styles are changing. The energy is changing. The price point is changing. You know, you can even go in, and I'm sure that Arlene can teach you how to reshop your own closet. I've done that.
Exactly. That's one of the things that I do. Like, use what you have and show and use your accessories and that. And it's fun to put together really exciting combinations. That's using my art background and just my fashion expertise. But yes, in the long run, I'll be saving you money, believe me.
And you know, again, the down south are very gracious, very grand women. They take great, great pride in how they look. It's just that southern flair. So she knows exactly what she's talking about. So I think
I was raised in New York, the style capital of the world.
Oh, wow. Well,
so, you know, yeah, my grandmother had me on Fifth Avenue as a young child. And then my mother was a fashion model in the 1940s. So yeah, like fashion and style runs in my blood. But there's a whole different thing about image and fashion. Like, your image is the essence of who you are. And especially coming out of COVID, people haven't seen you probably in a year and a half, going on 2 years. You can kind of reinvent yourself. You want them to say, like, wow, you look fabulous. You know, not like you, like, whatever. I had you use, like, the cat drug you.
Yeah, like the cat drug you in. Yep. I told you. Next time she sees me, I'm going to be looking like brand new money, because every time I step outside the house, I look and I stop and I pause before I even open the door. And I say, okay, you know what? I could be running to the bank, but what happens if I got to run in the store? You know, and you got your house shoes on and you got your bonnet on, or you don't have your false teeth in.
I recently did a little presentation at a Pilates studio. I said, because we can go from the Pilates studio and still look put together with a top that looks great, you know, that comes down longer and that. And I showed them different ways to leave the Pilates studio, but still look put together. Because people tend to think that you can't be comfortable and put together at the same time. That's just an erroneous thought. Right. You should always be comfortable and put together. There don't have to be different.
Right. And again, working out, if you put a little bit more effort, you know, I do that. I've got all these cute workout clothes. If you put them on, like I said, and then take a little afghan or, you know, a scarf, pashmina, or even a nice sweatshirt or jacket and put it over the top, now you've got an afternoon outfit right after the class.
Exactly. That's what I was showing them. It only took like 2 seconds to just change it up a little bit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. You have changed it up for me and my Brains here on the Edge. Please, Brains, go and connect with Arlene. Get the consultation. Take a look at what you have and, you know, change your image.
Yes. Image up. Always.
Always. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.